extreme running has yet to attract the attention of gamblers, but you cannot say the same thing about the NCAA basketball tournament that's going on right now. Commentator Frank DeFord says few other sporting events have so much money riding on them.
March Madness has begot the Sweet 16, which has begot the Final Four, which will begot, well, coincidentally, it will begot a champion, but what it really begets is a gambling bonanza. Compared to what is wagered on our college basketball tournament, the Kentucky Derby is chump change. The World Series, peanuts. The NBA playoffs attract far less betting interest than do the NCAA playoffs. The Super Bowl, by itself, does produce more betting dollars than any other single game in any sport, but even it pales before the amount that Americans bet on their 65 favorite college basketball teams every March. That's something approaching $4 billion. We already know how many states use lotteries to help pay for education. Well, if states would just make gambling legal on the NCAA tournament and take the vigorous, a fee, out of all that money bet and direct it toward colleges, we could finally begin to justify all the spending and attention that goes into college sports instead of college education. But, of course, that has about as much chance of happening as a 16th seed has of winning the championship. As it is, the NCAA is crabby enough that one state, Nevada, of course, allows legal gambling on college sports. The fact is that the United States remains essentially the only country in the world that features big-time college athletics. But wherever you are in the world, citizens will bet on what sports are popular. So, cockfights, camel races, kickboxing, college basketball, whatever tickles your fancy, whatever rows your boat, if it's a sport to your national taste, it will be bet on. And that's the deal with the devil we've made by choosing to care so much about games played by collegians. Ironically, part of the charm of March Madness is how mad, how insane it is to bet. You want to bet the Spurs versus the Mavericks, the Heat versus the Pistons? You pretty well know the matchups, the form, the past performances. It's not easy, though, to figure Syracuse versus Vermont or Bucknell versus Kansas, is it? Beware the odds of March. Bartenders call New Year's Eve amateur night for drinkers. The NCAA tournament is amateur month for gamblers. And, of course, even if you don't get an actual bet down with your neighborhood bookie, you probably were in a bracket pool somewhere, at your office or your coffee shop or your school or your church. What this country needs to help balance the budget is a national lottery based on the NCAA brackets. I would also suggest that everybody could invest a certain amount of their Social Security in it, too. In the meantime, at college campuses across this great nation of ours, students can hardly wait till the Final Four is over, so then they can get back to watching poker on TV when they're not playing poker themselves.
Those comments come from Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, and you can bet he will join us next Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.